We are now already in the fourth day of this holiest of weeks, the week in which our salvation was wrought, the week in which and during which the Son of God becomes the Son of Mary in time, suffers and gives his life for us. And we, of course, come here and we listen to the readings. And if you don't listen, hopefully you have your own missals, which you should have. And listen today to two of the readings from St. Isaiah, in which he predicts the suffering servant, he who would be beaten and mocked and spit upon, not only by strangers, but by his own people, by his own priests. And of course, the magnificent Passion according to St. Luke. Yesterday we had that of St. Mark. All of these, of course, put together in St. Matthew as well. And we shall see on Friday, on Good Friday, on Holy Friday, the Passion according to St. John. All of these remind us of the wonderful and very sacred days that we celebrate. Now the world does not know, does not recognize any of this. And unfortunately in this day and age, all too many Catholics do not know, do not recognize this. These are the most sacred days of our Catholic faith. The days during which our Lord bought our souls by his most precious blood, redeemed us from the fires of hell. And so indeed, these days are important. These days are sacred, and we should keep them as such. And even when we are not here in front of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the altar, listening to these wonderful prayers of the most sacred liturgy of Holy Mother the Church, nevertheless, these days are sacred. And we need to respect them as they should be. And so as we celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us give thanks to Christ our Lord, who has suffered for us in such a way. And ultimately speaking, you need to realize, were we not celebrating these days, were we not commemorating this passion, these sufferings of the Son of God become the Son of Mary, and these sufferings of Our Lady of Sorrows, we would most likely be burning in the fires of hell. What happens this week happens for us, for our salvation. And so every day this week is important, is sacred, and very, very, very special. And we need to give thanks to God for every single thing. If we perhaps may suffer from the length of the ceremonies or anything else, you must think about the sufferings of Christ during the Passion, during the agony in the garden, during his crucifixion and death on the cross. And we must remember that just as it was in the days of Christ, so too today. There are many who are supposed to be his servants, his servants who suffer with him. Instead, they cause him to suffer all the more at that time in the Passion. And so we pray today and every day during this Holy Week to help us to truly live, to truly conjoin ourselves to these mysteries, and to offer up everything that we undergo as a gift from God, as an offering to God for our salvation, and in thanksgiving for his most wondrous salvific act. May all the saints that are involved in the Passion be with us and help us to understand and fathom the tremendous mysteries of these days. May the Most Holy Mother, Mother of Sorrows, and the beloved disciple, and those others who followed Christ, help us to follow Christ. May we always be fully and completely His servants. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.